Thank you very much, Lagos, Nigeria, for joining us this beautiful day. Thank you, Burna Boy, for that piece of music. Quite inspirational to kickstart the show this wonderful morning in the city that never sleeps. It's 7 minutes past out of 10. This is Nigeria's number one for talk. It feels good to say that. This is Nigeria's number one for talk. I repeat, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the station for the nation. Or should I say the station of the nation? You are tuned to the Dynamic Duo on radio. We are the Techers. And this is where What's Up Lagos starts from. Well, I've got the beautiful, wonderfully looking, the one with my Momo button. The one who, no matter how angry I get, I never forget, I never lose just a little bit of that plenty love that is shared abroad in my heart for her. The amazingly, beautifully talented, the one to call the hummingbird, in case you don't know, I'm talking about Andrea Odobi. Teke. And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Teke, I'll start by saying I love you.
I love you too.
Great.
I really do love you.
How do you feel this morning?
I don't know. I feel blessed. And blessed most especially because I have you. Yeah. And I say that from the depth of my heart. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter how much I hurt you or how much I make you angry. Uh-huh. There's that love that you give me back. It feels like, can I ever hurt you? And then you take it really, like, you hate me for it?
You have been forgiving ahead in advance of all the things that you're yet to do wrong. Because we know that no human being is perfect. Mm. And that it's a tough place if you try to attain or achieve or you expect perfection from anybody. That's one of the reasons relationships are battered. That's one of the reasons marriages suffer. It is one of the reasons some people, you know, vex mumu vex, which is a good place to start from. In case you're wondering, what is mumu vex? You know, that kind of vex where you're not supposed to vex, but you just vex because of ego. You just let the vex go on. Some people from the mumu vex like that, you know, it could just, you know, degenerate into something that will take that thing you share away from both of you.
That's right. But I am blessed to have you with such a heart.
You know, I'm blessed to have you too. You know that for sure, right?
You're just, I mean, I was telling someone that if you are looking for something, if you are single and you want to find a man to marry, one very important thing to look out for is his heart. Mm. Yeah. The genuity of his heart. Mm-hmm. The content of his heart. How large, how broad, how beautiful, how enduring, how patient.
Forgiven.
Yeah. What kind of heart does he have? That's something to look out for.
I totally agree. And you're beautiful. I mean, you're special. You know that. It's 10 minutes past the hour of 10.
But I know I have my Koma most times.
I will get Koma. Koma is a constant.
Yeah.
Everyone. Everyone has it. And that's something we have to agree. Well, sometimes people just look for that perfection all the time.
But that's no perfection.
There's no
perfection, especially when it comes to marriage.
Yep.
There's nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing like perfection.
Now, people will be like reading between the lines, like, okay, I be them fight, I be, what's happening? No, we play ball.
I was even thinking you're going to say that some people be like, oh, I'm getting them all mushed up. It's raining outside. It's cold. You need to have like someone beside you to like hold you and you'll feel that mushed up.
Well,
you know,
if you don't have someone, that's a pillow, you know, you could just hug it. But who should be at home at this time? Except if you're on leave and you just decided to relax. Mm. I believe the Goshens are on the road right now. And depending on what side you're on, some people will listen to this and feel like, well, I need to show more love to the people around me. And others will feel bound like, well, God, when? We know. Somebody's on to find you one day. One day. And somebody's daughter is going to find you too.
Yeah. I'm also thinking that maybe some people will be listening, especially those who are married, be like, my wife have, you know, she's hurt me.
Yep.
But I'm going to love her still. And that's another person thinking, oh, my husband hurt me. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to love him still.
Now, if you don't do that closure, you end up, you know, building resentment.
Yeah.
And it gets to a point where it is irreparable. Mm. Irreparable. That's the right way to pronounce that word. And would just appeal to you as a man, let your ego just die for a bit and don't carry your matter to your friends and tell them because they themselves, they need help. You understand what I'm saying? There's not a roof, they cover everything, you understand? Mm-hmm. Roof of a house, that's what's covering every single thing that people go through. If only the buildings we see all around were naked, what you would see in there? Ay, ay, ay. You yourself would wonder, are we in this world? Where are we living indeed? So yeah, always remember to keep it and also ensure that you fix it by yourself.
On that note, welcome Lagos, Nigeria. How are you doing this morning? What's going on around your area? It's the feel of Lagos right now. Yesterday, we had a bit of downtime with the phone lines. But hey, we're hoping that it's fixed today. Yep. So you can call us and scream, what's up, Lagos? Tell us what's going on around your area. More like a situation report. And then, basically that's it. To tell us what's going on around your area and how you are feeling this morning.
That's right. It's pretty simple. The numbers haven't changed, except if we're told. No, I hear they're back. I can see the phone line is buzzing already. Somebody give it a showcase, ladies and gentlemen. It's exciting, you know. Yeah. Especially stopping people from screaming, what's up, Lego? It's like
0700-993-993-993. The female-only line, 01465-7190. You want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that via
0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Let me also take out this time to thank each and every one of you, those of you who have been spreading the gospel of the techers. Have you listened to that couple on Radio Nigeria Info? I know some people go as far as tuning in and say, you must listen. We say thank you so much.
Thank you.
For finding something special in what we do. All right? We appreciate you a lot. All of you who are techers out there. If you know what I mean.
The phone line. So Lumide is on the line. He's calling from Lekki.
And he's a first-time caller. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hi, good morning. I actually want to scream.
Yeah.
But I'm using Ashway right now. I'm driving.
Okay.
And I'm an Uber driver, so I have a passenger back.
You don't want your rider to put it on.
So my rider won't be doing a CBB. This man is mad, though.
I know, right?
You bring this inside me.
Wow.
So both of you, like, we'll see you guys, though.
You want to sue us? It's doing your body gish. Oh man.
Oh, the network is bad. Do you want to call us back, Olumide?
Thank you so much, Olumide. And shout out to your rider. And I hope she or he or she chooses to also tune into Nigeria Info 10 a.m. every day to listen to this amazing couple, even though I say it myself.
Vera's on the line. What's up, Lagos? Welcome, Vera.
What's up, Lagos? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I know.
Wow.
I'm so excited.
Wow.
Oh my God, I've been trying like forever.
Wow. You made it. You made it.
San Andrea, take care. Oh God. You guys are an inspiration.
Wow.
You inspire me a lot.
Aww.
There's no day that goes by without me listening to What's Up Lagos.
Aww,
in fact, I love the thought of you.
Thank you. We love you.
From my heart.
We love you. Oh my God.
Oh
my God. Because of you, oh God. I started loving my husband.
Wow.
Wow.
Acting like techers, the techers.
Wow.
The Lord has gone 100%.
Wow.
Just listening to you guys, man.
Thank you so much.
Just listening to you guys. Wow.
Thank you. That makes sense.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Calm down.
Take a deep breath.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Okay, I'm on my way to work.
Okay.
I'm driving to work right now.
All right.
It's been a rainy morning.
Yep.
You know? I'm glad I got through.
We're happy. Now, have a splendid day, you.
I love you guys.
We love you too.
All right.
Have a splendid day. Regards to your husband and to every loving couple out there. We say, well done. Well done to you. It's not easy.
It's not.
Absolutely.
It's not. But I mean, thank you. Thank you for the love.
It's plenty of love. That's what I was talking about when I say, hey, people, man, we know how you feel. We know what you do, especially the very good ones of you. I mean, the guys with positive energy have been going all out for the techers. You cannot believe it. If it is a gentleman, Franklin_artist, I mean, he sent us a wonderful piece, a drawing that we're going to share. I think I shared on our social media page. Beautiful painting of Andrea and myself, and I was almost moved to tears. And I mean, the little things we do, how far they go, you never know.
That's right.
Thank you so much for believing in this. But we're finding out from you, wherever you are in the city of Lagos, so what's happening in your Lungu. That's right.
0700-993-993-993 is the feel of Lagos. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Cheers to life! I know that feeling. I know it for sure. Welcome. Who do we have?
Ibinabo.
Welcome.
I like the way you called it.
Welcome.
Good morning
to you.
Can you speak up a bit? It seems like you're far away from your phone or something.
No, I am not far away. Okay. I'm just happy.
Okay. Now we get it. Talk to us.
Saturday is my mom's birthday.
On Saturday? Wow.
Birthday is on Wednesday.
Okay. Oh really?
So you're probably using your earpiece. The line is breaking. You might want to hold on.
I'm not using an earpiece. Okay. I guess it's the network. Is it better now?
Yes. Maybe you should talk with this tone.
Yes, better now.
Yes,
now.
I don't mind.
Happy birthday to
I
your mom.
I woke up this morning feeling like a brand new, like a newborn baby. I don't know.
Wow.
I can't just define the happiness. You know that feeling when you wake up and everything looks so easy and smooth around you and you see people smiling, even if you feel like you want to be down, but because of the smiles around you, you encourage yourself and you join them in the mood of happiness. You know what I mean?
That's what positive energy does to you.
That's right.
Yes. And you know what? When you wake up in the morning and you remember, you are going to listen to What's Up Lagos at 10 a.m. and you're like, wow. Nobody wants to miss the Collins and his wife, Andrea. It's always fun to listen to you guys. You guys are a source of encouragement, a source of inspiration. I heard what that last caller said. She said, because of you guys, she loves her husband the more. Can you imagine that testimony?
Wow.
You don't get that kind of vibe from any station except 99.3 Nigeria Info.
That's well what's done. Up.
Thank you, Ibinabo. Thank you. And happy birthday to your mom in advance, and we celebrate her big time.
That's right.
Okay. More and more.
Okay, Tobey from Mowen WhatsApp says, Trey, today's reality show started with a touch of males and bones. Love you guys. I know some people want to find out what really went down. Do you want to share the story? Should we give them gist?
We'll give them gist at some point because some people are going to learn from it.
Yeah.
Stop vexing Mumu Vex. That's the tagline. Also, do not forget that today is our family clinic at 11 o'clock. We have our family clinic. Mm-hmm. Somebody is in the clinic.
Somebody's in the clinic.
Let's see what operation we're going to conduct today.
Hello?
Hello? What's up, Lagos?
Chess alive. Welcome.
Morning. My name is Tammy.
Good morning.
From Ikeja.
Good morning, Tammy.
Welcome.
Yes, it's raining where I am.
Oh,
of course. Yes. Like, oh, is that raining where you are?
It is, it's drizzling. Kind of not like raining, just drizzling.
Yeah, it's like, you know, one of those annoying rain. That's what I call it.
I agree with you.
Yes. I just called to say, like, every morning at 10 o'clock, I'm not listening to the whole show, but I'm like, I need to listen to Colin's intro. Right? Because there's just something about it. And then if the intro is not good, I'm like, what's happening with Colin today? But today was exceptionally great. It was a good one.
Wow.
I want to thank you for that. It was great. I love the intro you did today.
Wow.
You know, all the love stuff. That was great. And I just want to say, I started listening because Andrea joined.
Oh.
So then I just need to think, what is all this what's up, because you guys are shouting up and down. I didn't understand it at all. But then when the whole, like, oh, Andrea, oh, take it to Dimitri, I was like, oh, what's that? So I started listening. And I'm glad I did, because I love your show.
Wow. Thank you so much.
You
too. Have a blessed day.
All right. Okay.
There's something to like. Well, Anna's calling from Balogun.
Like, personally?
It's the first time calling.
I love it when you do the intro.
You love it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Personally, okay. Not even that she said so. That's
okay.
Why most times I just go.
Oh, man. I feel blessed. I'm elated to hear that. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Lai.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Ernest.
Mr. Collins, there's something I want to let you people know.
Mm. Okay.
About bank.
Okay.
What happened?
Because of all this POS now, if you go to the bank, maybe in this to collect money from the POS ATM, inside, you will not, maybe if you have like, let's say, 4 ATM, then none of them will be paying. Sometimes one.
Hmm. You think it's deliberate, right?
Yeah, they do it deliberate so that you use the POS and pay 100 naira or more for the transaction.
Hmm. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. You have said it and the banks are listening. I'm sure that somebody will pay attention to that. But let me not lie. You know, don't say that I'm a bushman, but I've low-key, I've thought of that. Because in most cases, there will be some POS guy beside the ATM and he said, when you are going to
you
use
say,
the ATM,
not a walk
before they say it, some of them will say, get your POS, POS. You will not understand it until you get there, and then, you know, you cannot get it. I don't think that the banks can deliberately do it.
Exactly.
You know, I don't think so, because, I mean, they also, the more transactions people make with them, it's there's a plus for their banking. So,
but I also want to contribute to that.
Yep.
How can you have 4 ATM stand,
yep,
right?
Yeah.
In your gallery, and just one is working?
And sometimes, I mean, maybe the person who's supposed to go and reload it, it's not available. You know, not everybody. They can't just be saying everybody's going to reload.
It's frustrating.
I know.
You know, you stand and wait a very long queue,
uh-huh,
and there's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Lagos.
It's What's Up, Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. This is Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. You already know that. And we are
the Techers. Okay,
that's right.
Check your time. It's 10:31 on the clock. Today is the 30th of September 2021. It's a Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what a day to be alive.
It is a day the Lord has made for us to be glad and rejoice in it.
It's the day the Lord has made, and we will all rejoice and be glad in it. Paul from my papa says, good morning, guys. You just made me start falling in love again since the doctor said I can't marry whom I love.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, thank you. Thank you.
Somebody, daughter, will find you one day.
Exactly. Kareem here says, what's up, ladies? Lagos, I wanted to say all this love thing will not matter in heaven. And I realize I'm just being jealous. Anyways, most of all, we'll get it right in our second or third try. I mean, eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually. Then this love thing won't matter in heaven. You know, sometimes, right? I mean, okay, let me leave
that
part.
I know what you want to say.
I know.
Don't say.
Let me leave that part.
Uh-huh.
Okay, more texts, more WhatsApp messages. The tech is good morning. How can someone learn how to unlove someone that they love so dearly? Is it possible to unlove? You can stop liking the person, but I'm not sure that you can stop loving the person.
Yeah.
That's a tough question. How can you unlove someone that you used to love? Especially if the person has walked away. I saw a video yesterday. A lady was actually begging a guy. It was at Chevron. It was reported to have happened at Chevron.
Okay.
The lady was on her knees. The ground like that. Public, broad daylight. Kneeling and begging, please don't go. Please. And the guy said, no, I'm done. Nobody knows what happened, but...
Yeah.
Well, you know how it is. It's tough to let go.
Mm.
So I know I understand that question.
Yeah, she probably must have sacrificed a lot. She probably thinks that, her life won't be better if it was just her alone without the guy in the mix.
Or perhaps she did something and that's
she's
great.
She's asking for forgiveness.
Uh-huh. So you never know.
Mm.
There's something between man and woman. Don't put your mouth.
You know.
As someone was recording, I said, what? Imagine this. I was like, you know, get work. The recorder of the video. Anyways, let's move on to more calls and messages.
Okay, a lot more messages. This person says, good morning, Collins, the microphone heavyweight, and Andrea Teke. I'm always excited listening to you guys. Great energy, great excitement, and much laughter. It's raining here in Lekki, but I'm cooling off with you guys over here. Etim Godwin from Lekki. Thank you for that.
Thank you. We appreciate you for that. We know it's raining. It's a wet morning. I hope it's not flooded in your area.
Mm.
We just hope so.
A Plus, a storyteller says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techies. Satellite town is cool and it's raining. My wedding anniversary is on the 15th of October. We will be 10 years together.
Wow.
He says, God has been good to us. He's still doing great things. God bless
That's
you.
Right.
Congratulations to you.
Happy anniversary.
And your family. Wow.
Joyeux anniversaire.
Beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff. Another here is coming from Frank. Frank from AJ says, today is my birthday and I have been separated for a year now. We have two beautiful children together. I miss them so much. He says, wish me well, bosses. What's up, Lagos?
Mm. We wish you the very best from our heart. You know that.
Happy birthday to you as well,
Frank.
Absolutely. We wish you all the very best. Mm. All the very best. Another message, Bola from Srulayer says, good morning, Atekes. What's up, Lagos? Concerning the ATM issue, most times it's always the POS operators that withdraws all the money for their own business.
Because the banks cannot do that.
Mm.
The banks will not do that because, I mean, if they get more transactions, it's a plus for them. Sure. And the little I know about that. So most likely, they'll go to use different ATMs. Wait, they withdraw everything how? Okay.
It depends on
how much is in here.
Yeah.
So if you withdraw like most of us. Well, it could be.
It's possible.
It could be.
It's very possible.
Or they withdraw until they realize that nothing is left in it. Anyways.
That's right. Toyin from Lekki says, what's up, Lagos, Collins, and Andrea? I pray for you guys. Your joy, happiness, and love will continue to blossom and be stronger than you can imagine. And stand the test of time for the joy and love and happiness you have shown into your listeners. Leave. And all testimonies abound. Mercy, grace, and blessing will continue to locate you and your entire family. Says thank you so much. Your show has opened so many eyes as to why we need to love and love for real once again. I say a massive thank you.
Thank you. That means a lot. And amen to the prayer.
Mm.
We need a lot of that.
Mm. Edose Dinin Naji says, what's up, Lagos? You're still alive.
Yep.
My super duper couple. I love you both like that. If I know, listen to the techers. Now waiting again. Sure. Your show gives us ginger. Anyways, my lung is fine, but it's raining here. Keep inspiring us. Thank you. Thank you, Edose Naji.
Thank you very much. Let's get back to the call. 0700-993-993-993.
The female-only line, 01465-7190.
And for WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. That's it for WhatsApp. Who goes there? Hello?
Good morning. What's up, Lego?
Just alive! Wow. Wow, stick. That was some energy. Well done.
Collins and Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
Let me guess, this is Sunday.
Sunday, yeah, absolutely. Sunday.
Welcome. I cannot miss that voice.
Yeah.
Mm.
In fact, you guys are wonderful.
Wow.
I thank God for you people because God has been using you people to turn around broken marriages that has been, you know, useless for a long time. So I just wanted to say a big thanks to God for you guys and what you people are doing. May the Lord continue to keep you.
Amen.
And then use you and bless others that are weeping in their marriages. May the Lord bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sunday. We appreciate you. Grace is calling from U-Turn. Where is U-Turn? Hi, Grace.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chest alive.
Oh, I'm so happy for you people. Anytime that you people come on me, I'm always happy.
Aww.
Very beautiful couple.
Wow.
Oh, you people are happy to see.
Thank you.
I'm very, very grateful to you people.
Amen.
Amen.
I will ask myself, when will I be happy like this young couple? God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too.
These people are very, very happy people.
Wow.
And I'm tapping on it so
Amen.
I want God to bless me like you people so that I can be happy like you now.
Amen.
People are happy, please. Please, I need favor from you people. I'm tapping from you people.
We're sending it right now. Madam Grace, if I can read between the lines, I mean, obviously, it looks like everything's not okay totally, but
yeah
there are a lot of people that have got, I mean, I just we can only just pray for you and wish you the very best, indeed. You know, easy. Uchenna is from Ogun State, a first time caller. Hi, Uchenna.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Good morning. Super exciting this morning.
Wow.
I've been trying since. Now, your people voice, it's just my follow come. My follow come. Now make me feel jealous this morning. I feel like getting married soon.
Wow.
Yeah. You people are doing great work there.
Thank you.
God bless you people and bless Nigeria Info.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
I'm a fan of yours.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you.
One person want to use my radio to charge his phone because there's no light in our area. Want to use my... I said, get out from there. I want to use my radio to listen to second. He said, want to charge your phone. Am I neighbor? Get out from my side.
Thank you so much.
Great work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, appreciate you indeed.
Thank you.
Wow.
Uchenna, that was a genuine genuine sound. I'm telling you. Wow, we're still live on Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info, right in the city of Lagos. We are
the Techers. Helen is on the line. Oh boy.
We lost that call from Helen.
0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Right now is a feel of Lagos. Just tell us what's going on around your area, how you're doing. That's all that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm. And for those listening to us outside Lagos, well, just to let you know, if you're coming into Lagos, we hear that it's raining in most parts of the city. That kind of annoying rain. Rain, you know, rain. Stop, you know, stop. It's just in the middle, you know, that kind of lukewarm rain that we just be in the middle, and it's annoying. You, and then it goes off and on. Yeah, that's the kind of rain
fall if you want to fall.
Fall, let's know you're falling.
You're
not falling. Don't mix it up, all right? That kind of rain. So, guys, if you're coming to Lagos, you might want to consider an umbrella or a rain boot. I think I talk about rain boots all the time. And a raincoat. Not nylon, if you buy, no problem. But raincoat or rain boots so that you can move around freely.
I have been looking for that raincoat you're talking about.
You've not seen it yet?
I haven't.
I mean, it was, I don't know. I would try and find out. I mean, where did the second air record? If you have anybody, please. We're on radio now. Anybody that are hearing, they'll tell
you
us.
You can recommend.
They're listening.
All right, the phone lines are buzzing.
Yes, all right. And hey, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello.
What's up, Lego?
Cheers to life. Welcome indeed.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Igwe Victor.
Igwe Victor, my in-law.
Yeah, my in-law, my sister.
Welcome, welcome. You. My brother.
Yeah, you guys are doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you. You are healing homes. You are making things happen in different homes.
Thank you.
The second lady that called really reminded me of something about relationship you guys are really solidifying in most homes across Nigeria and the world at large. This morning I just woke up and yesterday I was doing something on the phone. My wife was complaining that I had overstayed on the phone for so long. So she had to collect my phone and hid it. So this morning I just woke up. I was looking for my phone everywhere. I didn't see my phone. So I just went over to where she was doing something. I said, the normal way calling will always say, Andrea, how are you? I just went over to her. I said, Sonia, how are you? How was your night? All right, last. Then I later on said, where is, do you see my phone?
Wow.
She said, is it because you want to look for your phone that you use, Sonia? How are you this morning?
Oh my, oh my.
I said, no. I just want to be romantic this morning. Busted into laughter. So, you guys are doing wonderful jobs.
Wow.
Most of the things you teach us on the radio, most of them we apply. It makes our life and our family strong. God will continue to bless you guys.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you so much, Igwe Victor. Wow.
That touched me.
Huh. Yeah. Well, Shegu is on the line from K2. Hi, Shegu.
What did you say?
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos? Welcome.
What to the world, to the world, to the world, so to go come and become a Lagos again, just.
Again.
Andre?
What's up?
Andre, now you are the greet to. I know the greet to Mojito. Now you are the greet to.
If I give you left hand there.
I will lie. Andre, I greet you to the call.
I will lie to you.
You are greet to another man.
Mojito,
one.
I don't greet you. No, I call it an event for your honest.
Which
honest.
I do. Which I do.
I didn't call for the past how many weeks now. You know they pick my call. I don't understand. What do you mean happen? We don't think I go store my number now.
We don't start. We don't no vex.
You don't think I go store and end up and I'll just speak straight.
No vex, Shaggy. We'll do that now.
I go get to you. I won't contribute. I don't go let me pick up.
No vex. Now, is it
poor? I don't forgive you.
Thank you.
I don't forgive you.
Thank you.
What's on the ticket?
Cheers to life.
Alive.
I greet you guys. I greet you guys. I miss talking to you guys. But you guys don't pick up my call. I just think I keep trying.
Yeah.
I'm not there now.
We're good. We're fine.
I'm on this way with the phone. I don't understand, though. Just give me like, make I go back out.
To do what?
No, not to go back. Just to go back out now. You know now.
To do what?
No, to see how the rain they be for house.
Oh my, thank you so much. It's always a delight to hear from you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you guys. Unless you can use your voice, I call you this morning. Nobody can be calm. I know they fix traffic again before they feel like before. Now I know they feel like again.
Wow, thank you so much.
Now you got the call, you don't pick, and I don't say traffic. You know how frustrated I go there now.
No vex. Thank God you're connected.
No, Allah. I greet you guys, eh?
We double greet you. Shegu.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my. You know, I'm just here, dumbfounded, you know. I mean, what can I say? We're living a life and just being real, I think, and I think that works a lot. That's the biggest message. Be real to yourself. Don't try to force what's not. And one of the ways to get things right is just to really remember that we're all learners.
Yeah.
I'm a learner, you're a learner.
Absolutely.
Everybody in a learner. You understand? Everyone in a learner.
Mm.
Even Dangote, they find money. So you can imagine. You'll be like, what for? What for? But here's the fine money. Because everybody's a learner. There's always a higher place to get to. There's always something to aspire to. Whether you're having a swell time, your love relationship is beautiful, there's a higher level. You can always improve on that. And that's the biggest message.
Okay. There are a lot of WhatsApp messages. Now, this person's still asking the question, how can someone learn to unlove someone that they loved so dearly?
They loved. Okay. That means moving on.
Yeah.
Putting your past behind you, or getting over your... What is it? It's getting over your ex.
Your ex, yes.
That's more or less.
Do you have something to say?
You need see a therapist. Don't say that it's easy. You can't do it by yourself. Yeah. You have to see either a psychologist or therapist to see you through, or a counselor also, any of them.
But there's something that they can do on their own, I mean, before meeting a counselor. Because if you go to meet a counselor or therapist, they still, what they do is that they help you with what you already have on ground.
Yeah.
So it's more like, helping the person. So there are things that he or she would have to do on their own, like taking away the person's picture if you can, because most times when you see the person constantly, or the things that remind you of that person, there's a high tendency that you can still keep, thinking and remembering the times you had together and all of that.
So like
mushy romantic moments. Yeah.
Like delete pictures, delete videos, unfollow. It's not like you hate, just unfollow, just so that you can have your sanity. Because the thing could run you mad, could make you not run you mad, God forbid, you won't run mad. Say amen? Amen. But it could actually get into you in such a way that it could affect your productivity, affect your life, you know.
As much as possible, distance yourself from that person or that thing that reminds you of what you had with the person together. It could take a while, but gradually you'll get there.
You also want to pay attention to self-development. Pay attention to something that's going to improve your skills, your development, things that you're passionate about. Is your passion the person you love? That's not your passion. No.
True that.
You have a real passion. So go back to that passion. See how you can improve your skills and, oh boy, look for how you can make money.
It's more like channeling that energy or channeling that passion that you had for that individual to something else that you love.
Yep.
That works like magic.
That's right.
So if you love playing football, if you love reading, if you love dancing, if you love a fly, you love anything else, channel that passion that you had for that person or that likeness you had for that person to that hobby, the chore item or something else. And trust me,
it worked.
It would work.
That's right. Well, people have been complaining about something, and I'm going to talk about that right after this call. Lagosians have been shouting, this time to call on the governor. Mr. Governor, we saw you dancing the focus dance. We like it. I love it when you, even though the way you do the dance.
Say, but are you focused?
I don't like
that. Are you focused? So, anyway, let's move on.
So, Mr. Governor, Lagosians have been complaining about the state, the fact that they spend so much time in traffic on the roads. If only you can fix that. And you promise this thing for election time. I mean, I should play your voice for you now. Should I play it? Okay. But please, something has to be done. You cannot move from one end to another in Lagos. You can't do two things in Lagos on the road. Lie is one thing per day. And the people have been complaining. It's affecting productivity, especially for those of us who are very young, who are just trying to make ends meet. Please, Mr. Governor, I don't know if you want to do open waterways or do something.
Create new roads.
Traffic situation has been fixed in Lagos. And LASMA, look into LASMA. Anyway. I just spoke the mind of a number of Lagosians, I'm sure. All right, lines jamming.
On WhatsApp, Fireman Utsman says, good morning, the techies. Me, I don't understand again all the dispatch riders are always seen delivering stuff around 1 to 2 a.m. in the middle of the night. What are they delivering and to who? Each time I am on night duty, I see them doing Formula One on the road. I wonder where they are going. I think the police should look into their activities. Now, I know for some restaurants, apart from that, I know some restaurants who run 24 hours. Damn. And so they also do delivery.
24 hours delivery.
Right.
Hello, so this is Lagos.
That could be it.
This is Lagos, a city. There are a lot of businesses that run 24 hours.
Apart from businesses, there are people who host house parties and, you know, they don't want to go out to eat and they order it right there in their house.
Yeah, that's right. You know, they say after a bottle or two, All cats look alike. And,
where did that come?
Hunger. Hunger is in the mix. Anyways, let's take some more calls as we proceed, right? Shall we?
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Collins, I'm happy today.
We're happy you're happy.
Last 4 years, today, September 30, I was kidnapped.
Wow.
At Bini Asaba Express Road. I spent 5 days with all these Aboki people.
Wow.
Do you know the funniest thing?
Tell me.
As we come out from the place and we meet police to their station, police, they did not ask us any intelligent question. Only what they say is that we should make statements. We left the station.
Wow.
So I'm happy today. Life.
Thank God for your life. Thank God for your life. We really appreciate and congratulations. All right.
Thank you.
That will not happen again. And be vigilant.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you. And talking about kidnapping, there have been a lot of security alerts about the spate of kidnappings around, even in Lagos. Mm. So, guys, please be vigilant. Be your brother's keeper. No waka anyhow for night. Except even if you have skills like skills to take people out. Please don't rely on that. It is very volatile. The streets are volatile right now. And go to only places you need to go. And that's just a piece of advice before we go on that break. And then come back to wrap this up. And then the family clinic will be live.
That's right. We're going to break quickly. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Lagos. It's 10:06 on the clock, and it's still What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Right about now, it's time for the Family Clinic. But before we go into the Family Clinic, we have some WhatsApp messages that we didn't take earlier. We'll take them shortly before we go to the clinic. All right, this message here is saying, this is from Christian. He says, What's up, Lagos? Good morning, the Techers. You guys are doing magic on radio. I appreciate you guys. Okay. Thank you. Okay, this message here says, this is coming from Chi. Chi from Isolo says, What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Andrea. It pains me that my marriage has lost its taste.
Uh-huh.
Getting saw every day. It was 12th anniversary on the 19th of September, yet we didn't even remember it. I wish someone should remind my husband that it's getting bad. I haven't heard a sweet love from hubby for over 67 years. He changed my dreams and could not bring any plan for me. I'm so pained. Wow. We're so sorry that you feel that way. Probably get her number and then we probably help you out with a counsel or something. Yeah.
That's right. Let's not lie. Off the mic, there are a lot of people that reach out. A lot of relationships are going. A lot of homes and families are going through a whole lot of different stuff. Trust me. Some people can only wish that they had what we get to share on the radio every day. But, the truth is, there's nothing. No condition is permanent. That's a common saying, right? But there's nothing that is irreparable, really. There's really nothing that cannot be fixed. It's just to find the right rhythm and find where the problem is.
Yeah.
It'll be fixed.
And most times, part of the things that linger this long is either, one, you've gotten too used to yourselves, that you don't, that nothing really sparks you anymore.
That's right.
That is romantically with your partner anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be that there's a built-up resentment between you and your partner. Maybe your partner, you hurt him one way or the other, and he hasn't found, or you both have not had closure to forgive each other and talk about whatever it is that must have the other party had done to you that made you upset, or vice versa. So that could be a reason for, you know, when you see two people who used to love themselves so much, all
they're
of a sudden, the whole fire, hotness, you know, the passion just went cold. Yeah, most times that's what leads to it.
Otherwise, it could be circumstantial, you know. Maybe money we did before, you know, day again. You know, things like that. Someone loses their job or you lose someone or something that happens. It could be a shock from an experience, you know. And these things, you don't plan them.
True.
So most times when they happen, It depends. People take situations differently.
Sure.
How it affects people is different. So there are so many reasons this could happen. Or it could just be, say, maybe the foundation needs to be solidified, you know. But we wish you all the best, man, wherever you are.
I think they both need closure, herself and her husband. They need to sit and talk about what went wrong.
Mm.
And you can really get the best when you're enrolled in a counseling session.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Well, we are getting up to the clinic now, and we cannot wait. You know, this life is they say no balance. let me explain. Some people are looking for love. Left, right, center.
Why some habits in abundance?
Some people have two. They are in love with two people now. They don't know which one to choose. You know, that's life. Why is life like this? Why can't you just carry one of the people? The person, I mean, the one that's available. Why can't you just like, I can just happen that, okay, the one who's looking for love can just find love as a result. I mean, just like that. But some people have two. They're looking.
Anyway, let's head straight to the clinic. I think you're giving out a clue already as to who and what the situation we might be dealing with today in the clinic. But let's head straight to the clinic. And then we want to hear from you what you think this gentleman
should do.
It's the Family Clinic with the Techers. Now, let's get into the clinic.
All right, Lagos, in the clinic today, Nonso is in the clinic. And I'm going to read his message. He says, my name is Nonso. I met this hotel girl that I love so much. She is a single mom. She went into prostitution due to hardship after having the baby. At the early stage of us, I used to pay her money to have sex with her. As time went on, she no longer collected money from me when I go to the hotel. She loves me and I love her too. Sometimes she comes to my house. She even cooks whenever she comes to my house. I want to settle down with her. She learned hairdressing, so I opened a small saloon shop for her. Before COVID-19 lockdown, she traveled to her father's place, which she stayed up to 4 months. During her travel period, I met another girl here that I love so much again. The second girl now brought her bags to my house and she's staying with me. I want to marry the first one. How should I tell this second girl that I want to marry the first one? What should I do? It's a case of I'm in love with two women. I don't know which one to pick.
Talk about real life conversations happening to real life people every day. This is Family Talk with the Techers. Family is everything.
Okay, I'm sure that must have made you laugh, kind of.
Yeah.
But it's a serious issue. A serious issue. He sent in this email. You can also send an email if you have a current situation that you would love for us to solve, or you want for us to help you out, give you good advice, good suggestions that could help you tackle the situation. You can send an email to familytalkwiththetechers@gmail.com. familytalkwiththetechers@gmail.com.
Remember, it's a no judgment zone.
Yeah.
So it's not a place where you start saying, but why is he? Why did she? Why did he? No. It's a no judgment zone. The person who sent in the message is bold enough to do so because they want help, not because they want to be judged.
Yeah.
And that's the rule for the family clinic. We just need advice. He needs advice.
Yeah.
He needs direction. And also remember that there are a lot of people who are in a similar situation. Those who probably probably are, you know, confused right now. They're in love with two women or two men, and they don't know which, because this one has one thing that this one does not have, and this one has one, and you'll be like, can I just keep the two, or can I? No, you have to choose one,
yeah.
And then they end up mix a lot of people. So from your contribution, be genuine, be very straightforward, so that others can learn from it.
Okay, so what do you make out of this story? Should I take the story again?
Please take it one more time.
Okay, so Nonso says, my name is Nonso. I met this hotel girl that I loved so much.
Okay.
He loves so much.
Okay.
She is a single mom. She went into prostitution due to hardship after having the baby. Mm. At the early stage of us, I used to pay her money to have sex with her. As time went on, she no longer collected money from me when I go to the hotel. Mm. She loves me and I love her too. Sometimes she comes to my house, she even cooks whenever she comes to my house. I want to settle down with her. She learned her dressing, so I opened a small salon shop for her. Before COVID-19 lockdown, she traveled to her father's place, which she stayed up to 4 months. During her travel period, I met another girl here that I love so much again. The second girl now brought her bags to my house, and she is staying with me. I want to marry the first one. How should I tell the second girl that I want to marry the first one? What should I do?
Mr. Lover.
Okay. Do you think he actually? Do you think that he? It's a case of real love. Do you think he is really in love? Is it a true love?
It could be an academos.
I knew that was what you were gonna say.
It could be an academostic situation.
Mm.
Don't ask me to translate that. I'm gonna say Jack about that. If you understand what that means, well, you could DM me and we can talk about that. It could be a situation of.
Nakademos is fine.
How can you in love if somebody went to just briefly?
You're in love with somebody else. At least she has come to live with you.
But we say it's no judgment zone. So, forget the laughter. It's a serious matter. Okay. Forget that we are laughing.
Okay.
You know, but at least it's funny. So we cannot we laugh some more. But here's the thing. Let me sound like Deep Boy. Here's the thing. Oh my. The thing is, why I'm laughing is because I've seen a lot of friends who have been in that situation. And I've seen a lot of men who have been in that situation. And even women too. What I do is I tell them the truth. And I hope to tell this gentleman the truth today, which, of course, as we go forward, I'm going to explain. But I don't understand whether it's love that he's calling. Okay. You know, I mean, he has to define what he means by love.
Mm.
Because if that's how love is, that means tomorrow if you marry, your wife is away for a short period. You know, you can go and fall in love again. You're not be in the same situation. But...
It seemed like the first lady.
Yeah,
he has invested much more, you know, into that relationship.
Yeah,
it looks like he's gone far to help her with her business, with what she loves, and you know, taking care of the child that she had. Right now, this other person just came into the picture, you know, and he's already loving her. The fact that she has moved, I think the reason he is, you know, in a very dicey place is the fact that the lady has moved her things to living with him. The second one.
No time.
Which I believe that he agreed to. So now he's in a mix. How can I tell this second one now that she should move her things, that I have somebody else who I want to get married to?
That's a tough place to find yourself, guys. It's not easy to tell somebody you have a thing with to move out. It's stronger than divorce. I'm telling you, it could be as tough. It's tough. You know, divorce is an understanding. You guys can. It's tough to get that person out. So, but you have to find a way to do it if you want to do it.
Yeah.
But this gentleman is also saying he's in love with the second person. I don't think that second person is love. I think, like you said, it could be the issue of him trying to find out how to get the person out. How do I tell you?
Yeah.
You know, I've been eating your food, been doing many, many things. Now it's tough. So he's feeling a bit guilty on one hand.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, he's trying to see how he can best, you know, I go back to the one, the main one that he feels that he's in love with, in the first place. Guys, that's the story. Me, I'm only going to tell him the truth at the end of the, when it's time for me to give you my opinion directly to the gentleman, Nonso, right? Dummy name again.
No, that's his real name.
We've casted Nonso here.
He said he wants to be, I mean, that's his name.
All right. So, Nonso, hope you're listening. I'm going to tell you mine, but let's hear from Lagos right now.
0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. What do you think Nonso should do? How should he handle this situation that he's found himself in? Remember, it's a new judgment zone. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that via
0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Try and keep it within the ambit of the time given to you. We're going to say 90 seconds. That's a minute, 30 seconds. For those, so if you can do less than a minute or a minute, it'll be great. But once it's a minute, 90 seconds, a minute, 30 seconds, sorry, that's 90 seconds, we'll get to disconnect the call and take the next call. All right. Thank you, Frank, calling from Ajor. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yes, look, I shot on because of my 90 seconds.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I greet both of you.
Thank you, we greet you too.
You read the statement for Nonso that you did not tell us how old this young man is.
I mean, he didn't indicate that.
I know.
He's old enough to get married.
He's not. It's not. That somebody grows like a Iroko tree does not mean that that person is mature enough to have have a wife. This wife issue is not boyfriend and girlfriend that you can enter anytime and come out anytime. Are you getting me? I even if I did not call WhatsApp Lagos, I must listen to WhatsApp Lagos.
So what do you think Nonso should do right now?
What he has to do is, for me, we are not judging. That is what caught my statement. Now, you have somebody which you have started life with, you have opened something for her, and she traveled, you went and carry another person and put inside there. How will you change that person? You have to leave the first one, because you are married. You cannot eat your cake and see your if you cannot judge, but you cannot deny me to be blunt.
That's
yes,
right.
It's go okay. Ahead. Go ahead.
Be blunt.
Are you getting
me? Yes.
He's married. That's fine.
Are you telling me that this person traveled for last year? Okay, now, are you trying to let me know that the first girl didn't know that you are living with a woman? Do you think that even if that girl comes back, are you thinking that you get that same love again from her? You have killed the trust.
Right.
For 4 months, you went and carried that person. This person did not fly and come. You went to that boutique and carry her with her back and come to your house. Are you trying to shorten the time? Maybe if you go there, you pay. Maybe if he comes to your house, you will not pay. You'll be having it free. I support that academics. I understand what it means anyway.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Frank. We appreciate it. Tari's on the line from Lekki. Oh, Tari's gone. But Frank, you took more than the time we asked you to. You know, Frank is saying that, Nonso, you are married. Forget the first one. That the lady you have in your house right now, it'd be tough for you to get her out. What do you tell her? I don't want to marry you. I don't want... Okay, 0700-993-993-993. What should Nonso do?
We have WhatsApp messages. I don't know. Igwe Victor is on the line at this time.
Yeah, Igwe Victor is calling back from Oshodi. Hi, Igwe Victor.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yeah, you guys are doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Just like Frank just said, the nature of this story or this particular topic makes it look as if it will be judgmental. But all the same, we must look for a solution, I think.
That's right. That's right.
I'm not trying to sound ingenuous here, but I think maybe he will try to come up with a story. Because based on what I realized on the story from the first lady that sacrificed everything, as in trying to put up emotion contrary to the principle of what job she was into.
Yes.
You understand? So she tried to put up sacrifice on because of that business before they had bond. So what he would do in order not to hurt these particular latest girls, because from the judgment, if we will be, which we, you guys have told us not to be, if the guy has not proven that if he's married, that any marriage he's into is protected, for him to have left the girl, for the girl to be away and he enters into another relationship, means he will have crisis in the marriage. But for me, if he lost that girl, the first one, so much, who has sacrificed her business for him in order to make him a husband, maybe he come up with a story like telling the latest one that he found a girl, an old friend that he had a blood oath with. You understand?
Okay.
That's why I said, I don't want to sound like I want to be ingenue. You understand?
Yeah, that's right.
In order not to hurt the latest girl so much, maybe he will tell the girl that I came across a childhood friend that we had a blood oath with. I don't know how to handle it. He's like, I need to get married to that girl so that we don't have issues. That's the suggestion I made so far. But as far...
Sorry. Okay. Paul is just on the line from Lekki. Please, 1 minute, everybody. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
Welcome, Paul.
My name is Paul. I'm calling from Lekki.
You're welcome.
I'm first time caller.
Woo! Welcome, welcome.
It's good to have you. Welcome to the family.
Yeah, you are doing a great job.
Thank you.
That guy know they love anything.
Okay, why did you say that?
That guy no love anything. If they post them from here, go Ibadan, that guy go still go love another guy. Another girl, I mean.
Okay.
So he what should... he's not in love at all.
So what should he do now?
The way thing go do be say he should marry... Since that one don't pack in load from in house, from her house, come stay for that, for in house like that, mean just maintain that one like that first. Make him still think for in life.
All
when
right.
When he don't think, finish to settle down. You go know what you go do.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Thank you
so much. We're going on a break.
I was blunt.
Yeah.
You can send your messages to 0809-597-5805.
Okay. We have a few WhatsApp messages, but we need to go on a break. Do I have time to take just one at least?
Perhaps.
Okay. Let me see. This person says, it's just the right song for the moment, okay? He says, Kai, please go back to your first love and stop confusing yourself. What's up, Lagos? You didn't put your name down.
Mm-hmm.
Another here says, my name is Innocent from Aja. I think the guy is lost in a way with them. All right. Quickly now, this is coming from Emmanuel. Emmanuel from Aja says, good morning, the Techers. Please, he should marry somebody he loves so much. Married is not a PT love zone. Okay.
It's Family Talk with the Techers. Family is everything.
Yes, indeed, we're family, and the family's everything. We have a family member, Nonso, in the family clinic today on the Family Talk with the Techers, right here, Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
That's right. His email read, Troubled. In fact, that was his heading or his title, Troubled. That means Nonso is quite in a fix right now, and he is troubled. He's listening. And then he wants to hear what you think he should do. Remember, it's not a judgment zone.
Uh-huh.
As much as we're going to tell him the truth and the blunt truth, let's try our best not to be judgmental.
All right. So for those who haven't heard the story, it's on our page on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook and Nigeria Info FM on YouTube. There you could also comment, as we see a number of comments coming in. And there you could also stream live and see what's happening in the studio, how we look. Wait, hold on. Something happened. I thought you had another hair earlier when you left the house. I just noticed now they were. Anyways, guys, if you want to know what I'm talking about, you can join Streamers Live. That way you would see her beautiful face, as it were. But the lines are buzzing. Let's get to the lines, all right? Absolutely. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, ladies? She is alive. Welcome.
Welcome.
Hello, yeah. My name is Onyema.
Welcome, Onyema.
Yep. Your brother Nonso is here. What should he do?
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so I actually support Colin's view. I think the guy actually loves the first girl, right? But then he needs to. So two things. One is he needs to let the first girl know that he actually loves her, if he hasn't, and he needs to begin to take steps towards marrying her. That way, maybe the trust can be rebuilt if she has heard that somebody else is in the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then she might be able to help him to be able to get the second girl out of his house. Because the second girl was very sharp. And she just did what a typical Lagos girl would do.
Mm.
You know, you see someone, you quickly just sleep with the person and get into the person's house. Mm. Right? There might be no love involved there,
okay,
which is what I believe.
Okay.
But the fact that he has taken some steps which some normal people wouldn't do towards getting the first girl out of what she was doing and all of that, and building some, I think there's a chance that something can be done there. And that's where my contribution is from.
All right.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you so much. So he's saying that he... Okay. Blessing is on the line. Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah. From what's going on, from the contributions people are bringing, coming forth with, I think some people are just talking off point. What I mean by that is that the advice also wants is he has already said that he wants to marry the first girl.
That's right.
That's what he said, and he wants our advice on what or how he would get the second person, or how he would get
to ask her to leave,
so that he can, he can understand with me. So the advice that she should marry the one living with him. No, he has said that is the first one that he loves and he wants to marry that person. So that's the advice. The advice we should be giving him is how to get around that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no, like somebody has said, it's not a TT zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't want to, push him into marrying the second one because he's living with him. And then in the next few years or months, we will have another thing to deal with.
That's right, because it was on this show
that he was asked to go and marry the second one.
That's right.
That's my contribution.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Blessing.
Thank you, Blessing, for calling. And that's the fact. You're going to summarize the last caller's thoughts. Okay, move on. 0700-993-993-993 and 0809-597-5805 for those who like to send a WhatsApp message. If you're a lady, you can call
01465-7190. We have quite a number of WhatsApp messages.
And Facebook comments too.
Ah, okay. Gozier from Lagos says, "What's up, Lagos? For me, that man was never in love with the hotel lady. Okay, if so, how can he fall in love with another lady in a space of 4 months that she is now living with him? Trust me, the techers, that guy only love ladies." Okay, he put and then some dot dot dot, and then some why, and you know. And he says, "If he thinks it is a lie, that second lady give way, you will see him bringing in another lady. That is, if the second lady leaves, he could bring in another lady."
Mm-hmm. But let's not anticipate. Let's leave Nonso. Nonso has told you what he feels his challenge is.
Yeah.
He's making that decision. He's in love with the second one. Obviously, I don't believe that's love. It's because the lady is staying in the house.
Yeah.
And he wants to marry the first one. He has stated that clearly. So now he's looking, okay, how do I move away? Let me put it straight. How do I move away from, telling two women, I've told two women I love them, and I've had something to do with two women? It's not a baby play. It's not a play stuff. Well, I have told two women I love them. Now I want to tell one that I don't love you anymore. I want to stick with one. How do I go about it? That's where Nonso is. That's where he is. And from what he said, the one he most likely want to tell to leave is the one that's already staying, is cohabiting with that one already as we speak. And the one he loves is out of town and would be back very soon, depending on what the story is. But what should he do? How should he go about dealing with this situation. Remember, it's not just Nonso, like I keep saying. There are other people in similar situations. They're maybe not just bold to share on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But as we advise, others can also learn.
Yeah.
You never know.
That's right. Let's try as much as possible to move away from accusing him. Because a lot of messages are all about, oh, Nonso this, Nonso that. He did this, he did not do.
Mm.
He did not do that. We're all about helping him out with in his current situation right now. I know that there's a tendency for us to tell him the truth, you know, be as blunt as possible. But while doing that, try not to be judgmental. I think I said that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We have calls coming. Let's take a WhatsApp message. Paul from my old boss says, take care. Nakademos, kind of love. I will have to update my dictionary. It says, my dear, my elder brother is also in this useless kind of situation. People should stop creating problems they can't solve.
Hmm.
This isn't a problem yet until he's married. The solution to this problem is for him to stay faithful to himself or his first love. Mm-hmm. His life first, rather. He should not put another woman into his unstable and chaotic life. He should settle his life first before putting another one's life into this kind of life. Marriage isn't for jokers, please. And women are not for trial and errors. Mm. They are as human as a man is.
That's right. Choma, it's on the line for Maja.
Good afternoon, what's up, Lagos?
Yes, alive. Welcome.
Good morning, yeah.
Well, with Nonso's predicament, I feel, you know, we're not supposed to judge. We're supposed to have a lot of empathy for his situation.
Yeah.
I mean, because I understand that he has, you know, the first relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've established something and they've built something. This is something that he has built and he has fostered and he has invested himself in.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, obviously, it's much more serious than the woman who has moved into his house. But I feel the most important thing to do, instead of saying, oh, do this one, do that one, I think he should tell the truth to both women and let them decide and hash it out from there.
Uh-huh.
Because if he decides to get intimate or commit to either one, at this point, it's kind of deceit. Because Nonso, as much as I respect you, you have made a mistake.
That's right.
This is not, you know, imagine if it was you and you were one of these women and this is what you told them. You have told them, both of them, that you love them. That is a commitment. But we all make mistakes.
That's right.
And I can understand that since his primary lover, the woman he primarily cared for was not around.
Yeah.
Maybe he was feeling a bit lonely or, you know, people are wonderful.
Mm.
It's nice you get to talk to some and you can feel infatuated. So I do feel like distance might have affected it.
Okay.
But in general, I do think telling the truth to both of them is the best thing for everybody in the situation.
Okay, that makes sense.
From there, everybody can talk and we can hash it out. No, so there's nothing, you might have made a mistake, but everything is all right.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Wow, this is like the contribution of the day so far, Choma.
That's how we want the contribution to be.
Yep.
Thank you.
Abayomi from 1004 is on the line.
Good morning.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
She's
alive.
Yeah, I just have to be very, very blunt.
Okay,
That guy know the laws. Now, in third leg, that third leg, we know the legal and the side for him.
You're judging him already.
He managed to move that guy in the house. If he managed to move our house, another one will still happen because the third leg is controlling him. He should just go and work on his third leg. Third leg should not be controlling him anyhow. Anything on skate is destabilized.
All right.
You need to go and work on his third leg.
All right.
Have a good day, Matthew.
And you too, thank you. Let's not just push away some of these comments. Do you also think that he could have an issue?
Yeah, I mean, there's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not the only one in that shoe. A lot of men find themselves in this shoe. But that's not what we're talking about at the moment. Mm. It's about him. Yeah, as much as he needs to work on that part, you know, knowing what he wants and staying to it. But he didn't sound, from his message, he does not sound like someone that does not know what he wants. The other lady didn't to in his message, he had, his mind is already made up. He already knows who he wants to be with. So it's not even about the second person. Where he is right now is, how do I tell the second person that I love you, but I don't see you as my prospective wife? I don't see you as someone I want to get married to. And that's where he is right now. How can I tell this one without hurting her? How can I tell her this, you know, and move on with the person who I want to marry, you know? That's basically what it is.
Okay. I mean, Avison Waka Joshua on Facebook says, you know the right one for yourself. Stop confusing yourself and forget about the physical beauty and go for the inner beauty. I mean, that's a message directly. Most people are calling him the playboy, that to me, he should marry the first girl. How? All right. I think he hasn't gotten over how they met. He started with the hotel girl and then he...
That could be a problem.
Okay. So you need to decide if you can truly live with the first lady's past, then tell this new lady the truth. Now, it's been barely 4 months, old. Now, if you forgo her past, please leave her and stay with the second one, because there was no reason...
The home of the best talk.
You can gift BBC's dollars at 390 naira. They cross over and sell it at 502. Who does that?
In Nigeria, the most important election as a youth in Nigeria is the presidential election. That's what we're waiting for.
No, that's a lie, yo.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
All right, let me finish that message. So, you know, you need to decide if you can truly live with the first lady's past and then tell the new lady the truth. And it's been barely 4 months. So now, if you can't forgo her past, please leave her and stay with the second one, because there was no reason to state the history of the first lady if it didn't matter. Key point there.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. Raphael says, this family love chat is good. You people make it look like two of you never quarrel as husband and wife in real life. Please tell us how you people make it real fine as to never argue or quarrel with each other.
You visit us for a while. Who told you don't quarrel? We know how to manage it, that's all.
All right, Francis Omache Agbaje says, he should marry the first lady, that girl, that guy, a sharpshooter. On WhatsApp, we have quite a lot of messages. And I'll take a few. Emmanuel from Shomolu says, please, Nonso should marry the first lady. Another here is saying, this is coming from Otumba Oyebanjo. What's up, Lagos? Nonso is only looking for avenue to get rid of the second lady. He's not expecting that first lady, and he doesn't love any for now. He is not ready for marriage. If he is sure, let him tell the home base to leave. Okay. Dozier Didin Naji says, what's up, Lagos? So for truth, this isn't normal. That guy, Nonso, needs help ASAP. I mean, who does that? Nonso, you know what to do, so do it now and no peace. Thanks for the good job. Okay. Another here says, I will advise him to marry the woman he loves. He should just tell the woman that packed her load to man's house without dowry to live with style and wisdom of God. This is coming from Aduna Day from Igondo.
All right.
Okay. Okay, another here says, what's up, Lagos? That guy should not mistake infatuation for love. He's only saying he wants to marry the girl with a kid because of how good she is in bed. Nothing else. Oh, guy, you are already a married man, Jaw. All right.
That would be scaring the guy. Anyways, Adeyemi on YouTube sent a message. Said, this is what he should do. He needs to go on a retreat, cut everyone off for a while to clear his mind, and then things might become clearer.
That makes sense as well. That makes sense. I agree with that one. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. How do you think Nonso should handle the situation that he is in right now?
All right, while they screen the calls and get them ready, let's see.
You have given out a new name. All right, kindly turn on the volume on your radio. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello. So, apparently, I mean, since the situation with Nonso, right?
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, but the difference between me and Nonso is issue of pregnancy or a child. I don't know.
Okay.
So well, I don't know if the lady in his own house have already taken in or something. If not, I mean that could have been a very much easier for him.
All right.
You know, but my own situation is that I actually the one that is in my house have already
got him pregnant.
Yes, I've already delivered a child for me.
Wow.
And so it's a whole lot much more difficult for me to deal with. To be honest with you, I've not been finding it very easy to let her go. I could have done that if it was possible for me or if it was easy for me to do. But apparently it's not. I mean, and to be honest with you, I'm stuck. I just don't know what to,
wow. Wait. The first lady that you love, that you probably originally wanted to get married to, does she know about the current situation?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, she's very much aware about it.
And what did she?
She's very stubborn. If I was to go to the whole story, you find out that she's the one that actually caused the whole thing. But I don't think that could have been my own excuse as well.
That's right. Wow. Wow, thank you for sharing with us. Thank you for sharing with us your Nonso Tungbo. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Good morning. My name is Omar, calling from Awuyaya.
Welcome, Omar.
Yes, I wanted to make a contribution to the Mr. Nonso, who has a little bit of confusion. So my own take is this, that I think that Nonso, at the back of his mind, truly does not love the first woman. Because if he does, I don't think he would. Not even, there's a difference between dating someone at the corner outside your house and bringing the person boldly into your house to stay with you. So I think he has some reservations about her past life or some doubts about the woman's love towards him.
Okay.
So he needs to sit down, have a discussion. I don't know if he has had a discussion with the lady, if they have communicated on the way forward with the first lady. As he needs to also sit down and think about if he's ready to move on despite her past. Because if in his mind that her past life will always come up in his mind, then he has no business marrying her in the first place, because marriage is a serious commitment and you can't use her past to keep on holding it against her. So I want to ask him that, is he okay with marrying someone whose past was a prostitute? Let me use that word.
Okay.
He should ask himself deep down, can he marry her without bringing up the issues of her past? If tomorrow he marries her and she cannot give birth for him, would he now start saying, because you are an ex-prostitute, you couldn't give birth? You know, so he needs to ask himself those questions, because in this our society, even if a man loves somebody that had that kind of lifestyle, if his friends knows about it, they will always use it to taunt him. So he needs to know that he should be ready for the commitment 100% with the first person.
All right. Thank you, Mo. Hello.
What's up, Lego?
Chest alive. Welcome.
This is your line, yeah? Sometimes I will park, I will try, yeah? It's not easy, but I'm going to go through today.
That's right.
Well, Eddie, for Becky, I want to advise, I've been that guy's shoe before.
Yes, the guy want to, the guy. I love that guy. He doesn't want to be a player. He want to get serious. If I want to be a serious man, he don't want to be a player no more. You know, he want to continue playing. The reason why he, and I like his decision. The first one, fine. In my own, I just, you know he's a liar. I just told that my mom don't like. I called the other lady because I know this one has been with me. And I'm still a player, and I don't want to play more anymore. I want to get serious,
okay.
And I go straight forward. I know we are both. I love two of them, but I had to just pray, and God give me wisdom. I just say, my mom don't like people from your side, yo. And she's been saying it before that people that she's been going out with, they used to use that one against her. I just quickly see that opportunity. Oh yeah, and I ask her block me from your my first. I blocked her, and she blocked me too, and. We met after a year, after I got married. I thank God. She has gotten married. She's moving on.
Wow.
She has I'm telling you, wow. It's better for him to do that now so that the lady can find her own too.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, top, just find something, give it to her and block that. Because if you see me, you will see do something. I liked her and I liked him for that. The right. Guy wants to be a real man.
Yeah.
He wants to focus. He wants to be focused. It is true. So please, guy, find something. Tell, no big deal.
Yeah.
You can't die.
That's right.
You want to marry two wives, me? Even one, never to marry me.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. AB, it's very funny.
And that was straight to the point.
Yep.
All right. We have Onyebuchi on the line. Welcome.
Yeah. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers. Just alive.
1 minute.
For Nonso's case, okay? I personally think that some things Nonso is not telling us.
Okay.
Because the truth is, if he has done what he told us, it should not be a problem for him. The girl that live with him presently now, that's something they discuss together, maybe very often. And I know that somehow, to an extent, he must be relating to marriage, okay, to keep the girl, you know, staying with him and interacting with the girl at this present. So that is why he knows that if he goes back to tell the girl, okay, I have somebody that I fall in love with before you, the girl may begin to, like, counter his opinion. Based on, what have you been telling me all this while? You never told me all these things all this while.
Yeah.
And don't be surprised that it might be that he has equally promised that same girl that we are going to get married.
Obviously.
And as other callers have equally said, the past, the first woman, the first lady's past, won't it hurt him later? Because that could equally be a reason. That just for foremost, he can be ready to find another person. However, maybe, you know, maybe battling within himself, maybe the first lady is more pretty than the present one or something like that. But I believe that some things that he has discussed with the one that is living with him, that is making him afraid of, you know, telling them the true situation of things.
All right.
That is true. So if he has not told that girl on certain things that led her to come to his house and live with him, that should not be a problem for him now.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Onyebuchi. Appreciate you for that. Wow.
Okay. Wow. Okay. The situation seems it's getting more intense.
It's getting more intense towards the end. You know, what would you advise this gentleman right now?
I think he needs to clear his head. Right?
Okay.
He needs to actually clear his head. And, you know, like, I mean,
tell himself the truth,
right? Answer a few questions. And then a lot of people have actually brought out some vital things that he needs to consider.
Yeah.
The fact that, okay, this lady's passed. Is he sure that it's not going to haunt him?
Okay.
This current lady living with you.
It does not.
Yeah. Have you promised her that you're going to get married to her? You know, have you given her high hopes? You have to be sure. This lady who I'm with at the moment in my house right now, is she just in my house because I want to be a nakademus with her? Or does she look like someone that can, you know, that has a potential to be my life partner? Or this other lady, does she have the potential to be a life partner? Those are things he needs to ask himself before making a decision.
Yeah, that's right. I would stick with one of the callers. I've forgotten her name now. I think she called. She spoke very objectively.
That's Chioma.
Chioma, that let it out there. Let both of
tell
them
the
know.
Truth.
Tell them the truth. You have not been truthful to both of them, but let them know individually. and then let this one know, or look for, don't look, just look for an excuse, just be smart about it. Let this one know
wisdom.
That, look, I have somebody else. I lied to you. I'm sorry. Whatever she reacts is your cup of tea. You have to deal with it. But let them know before Belinda.
Yeah, that becomes you, another story.
Because with Bella, you are married, me. Straight up, no argument.
Anyways. Oh, wow. Lots of messages on Facebook as well as WhatsApp. But our time is fast spent already, and we need to call it a wrap on the show for today.
That's right.
Thank you, Lagos, Nigeria. You always come through. You always come through, and we appreciate you for it.
Thank you indeed. And this is where we wrap it up. Thanks for listening to the Techers and the Family Clinic today. We'll be here again tomorrow for a fun-filled edition of the Family Talk and What's Up Lagos right here on Nigeria's number one for talk. She's Andrea Odubi. Take care.
And he is Collins. Take care.
God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria.